You are listening to TLRStation.com.
A Graceful Journey radio program is where you will hear powerful conversations, insights, and knowledge to help you when family caregiving calls. Host Lorna Scott brings a powerful combination of experience as a family caregiver and professional expertise as a coach and counselor. You will be empowered to meet demands, find balance, all while caring for yourself, that help you find grace, peace, hope, and joy in your caregiver journey.
Hi, welcome to a Graceful Journey podcast powered by Tenacious Living Network. My name is Lorna Scott, and I'm the author of the best-selling book, Walking the Journey Together Alone, Finding Peace, Hope, and Joy in the Middle of the Shit. I'm really excited to have in our virtual studio today Phyllis Young, who is a physician assistant and has certification in functional medicine and nutrition. She's practiced cardiology and integrative medicine for almost 30 years and is currently the owner of Truth and Life Nutrition Consultations, Inc. This is a functional nutrition practice in Newburgh, New York. And it's really exciting that she's talking to us when I'm in like little old Medicine Hat, Alberta. Later this month, she's going to be launching a really cool course called the True Life Transformation Course. And this is going to be an online training that uses her specialty of functional nutrition and lifestyle modification to help people prevent and eliminate chronic disease. And this is a very important topic for caregivers, because not only are they helping their loved ones who are impacted by chronic disease, but the stress itself of caregiving can accelerate a caregiver's chance and their risk of getting a chronic disease themselves, or they may be working at trying to keep that managed in the ups and downs and twists and turns of their life as a family caregiver. So welcome to our virtual studio, Phyllis.
Thank you so much, Lorna. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, Phyllis, it's exciting for us to hear about this transformational course and this road of nutrition that we want to be looking at, and just that whole lifestyle change that we can implement as family caregivers. So please tell us more about how you came to develop this course, what you've seen in your 30 years of practice, and why this is so important for people to pay attention to.
Well, sure. Well, first of all, I'm not a nutritionist or a dietitian. As you said, I'm a certified physician assistant, and I've worked in conventional medicine, as you said, for almost 30 years. And I first became interested in studying nutrition about 10 years into my career. And I was working in a large cardiology practice that was affiliated with a university hospital. And I happened upon the testimony of a pastor who claimed that he had healed his colon cancer by changing his diet. And I was intrigued. I did more research, and I found that he had actually used an 80% raw vegan diet, and that no other conventional treatment, he had gotten no other conventional treatment, and that literally a baseball-sized tumor in his colon had gone away. So, you know, this sounded a little sensational to me, as I'm sure it does to you.
And I
was even suspect. But when I began to study the science, what I found was that what had apparently happened in his body was actually supported by the literature, and that his body had actually done exactly what was physiologically and biochemically designed to do, you know, given the proper nutrients and conditions. So go ahead.
Yeah, actually, that sounds, because it does sound sensational. You know, it's my husband passed away from cancer and colon cancer.
Wow.
And I'm very cautious of, you know, some of those tales.
Right.
But you've backed this up with some sound medical research and literature. People have really been studying this a long time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it became my interest at that point. And, you know, I became so enthusiastic about finding out and understanding, you know, the role of nutrition and what actually happens, you know, what does nutrition do in our bodies? And so that's when I really began studying nutrition and studying food and studying, you know, how nutrients interact with our systems biochemically and physiologically. And And, you know, that's when I, began learning about how to use nutrition and how to use food as a healing modality.
Well, that fits in with a lot of the information that I've read and seen in, especially with cancer prevention and with chronic disease prevention in general. Most of my own little research has been around the cancer area, but it almost astounded me that lifestyle and nutrition area was as big a risk factor for cancer as smoking.
Yeah. In fact, it is.
Yeah. And, you know, so this is why this is really important, not only for the cancer prevention, but I'm sure that it's very similar for the other chronic diseases. And knowing in the other research that stress impacts that makes this even more important because we have so much control over what we put into our body.
That's correct.
Why did you decide that this was something of interest? You know, was there a bigger reason than this? Oh, this is interesting. You know, I would say it's interesting, and I put the magazine away, carry on with my life.
Well, actually, I at the time that I came across all this information, what really made me start to look into it was I had a sister who had a lot of chronic illness. She didn't have cancer, but she had a lot of autoimmune problems, and she was just a very chronically ill person. And I was the medical person in the family, so I was always the one who, you know, had to give my opinion and had to find out what we were going to do next. And I was the natural caregiver of my family. So when I saw this, you know, the first thing I thought is, wow, is this something that can help Gail? That was my first thought.
Yeah.
And that's when I really began looking into it. And even though, like I said, she didn't have cancer, I could see the application in other chronic illnesses just by, you know, doing the research. And so I wanted her to do it. And I knew she wasn't going to do anything like this without me doing it first. So, So I actually did it. And interestingly enough, I didn't really think I had any serious medical problems, which I guess I could say I didn't. But I started to notice improvements in things that I didn't even know were wrong with me. I mean, you know, for instance, one major thing was I was overweight. And I mean, I knew I was overweight, and I was like done with dieting. I dieted all of my, you know, young, you know, adolescent life, and I wasn't going to do that anymore. And when I changed my diet and lifestyle, the weight just fell off. I didn't try to lose weight. I just naturally went to my normal weight, and I thought, wow, this is amazing. And then I had, you know, years back when I was actually 25, I had an accident that had resulted in two major back surgeries, and I had been left essentially unable to urinate. They call it urinary retention because the nerves that innervate my bladder had been completely damaged, or so I had told, would never work again. And I had been literally straight cathing myself, meaning putting a catheter in to get the urine out, for almost 14 years. And it had just become a way of life for me. I was used to it.
Yep.
It didn't, you know, I just did it. And 4 months after making the lifestyle change, I started to urinate on my own again.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
So maybe it isn't so amazing.
So it was really remarkable. And that's when I said, wait a minute. I said, something is going on here that's real. And that's really when I began to look into the science and look into, you know, the physiology of what this was. And literally, you know, I had basically induced my body to regenerate, you know, nerve cells that had been dormant and dead and weren't working. And so suddenly it became real to me that yes, your body could actually destroy a tumor or destroy tumor cells and annihilate cancer without, you know, if you just brought about the right conditions. And so then I set out on a path to learn how to create those right conditions and what I needed to do to help people do that.
Well, one of the things that struck me with what you just said is that you didn't even know there were things going on with you that would be helped by this change in lifestyle. And what I've noticed in working with caregivers especially is that they don't notice. and it's that boiled frog kind of thing. You know, if you want to boil a frog, you actually put it in cold water, because if you put it in boiling water, it's going to hop out. But you put it in the cold water, slowly turn up the heat, and eventually it just adapts to the increasing temperature of the water, and then it becomes boiled. And that's what I see family caregivers go through, is that it isn't until they're at that boiling point nearly before they recognize the impact on them. And it sounds like maybe the stress wasn't the same, you know, some of the details are different, but it shows you how just in normal everyday life, we don't pay attention. And then when you have added responsibilities, and even if things are going okay, it's still having a stressful impact. So we're coming up to the break. We'll get more into the functional nutrition and get more details about, you know, the course and all those things after the break. So you are listening to a Graceful Journey podcast powered by Tenacious Living Network. We'll be back after the break.
I didn't order this. Can I send it back? This is one of the powerful Caregiver Mastery signature talks that Lorna M. Scott can bring to your community group, support group, or workplace. She will inspire your audience to change how they think about family caregivers and empower them with key steps for creating a caregiving life by embracing the family caregiver role while putting work, life, family balance back into their lives. Stop the Madness is another popular talk, along with Staying Strong, How to Look After You. Contact Lorna at 403-548-8437 or Lorna at lornamscott.com to book her for your next conference, workshop, seminar, or keynote presentation.
Are you ready to change your perspective? Ready to live outside the box? Then our Fearless Life Workshop is for you. Carrie Ann Barron, owner of TLRStation.com, facilitates this workshop and helps you identify the thoughts, feelings, and actions that may be keeping you from living the life you want. Based on the best-selling book, Fearless Living by Rhonda Britton, the workshop is interactive, experiential, thought-provoking, practical, and fun. Visit tenaciousliving.org to find out more.
Welcome back to a Graceful Journey podcast powered by Tenacious Living Network. We've been having this wonderful chat with Phyllis Young about functional nutrition, and we've heard how it's made an impact in her life and some of the significant changes that she's had in her own health and things that were never supposed to get better that did just by following her path of this interesting nutritional aspect. So, Phyllis, tell us more about what the functional nutrition is all about.
Okay, sure. Well, functional nutrition is really, it's a discipline that uses food to prevent and to treat chronic disease. And it's actually an offshoot of functional medicine, which is a type of integrative medicine. And in functional medicine, what we do is we treat chronic disease by addressing the root causes as opposed to doing things that simply cover up symptoms. And unfortunately, that's how conventional medicine, you know, treats chronic disease in many cases, is they just treat the symptoms. So, you know, because almost all of the chronic diseases that we see today are in some way affected by diet, the natural progression was then to train dietitians and nutritionists to utilize functional medicine methods in working with their patients. That's essentially how the term or the discipline functional nutrition came about, but it's essentially how to use food to treat chronic disease.
Well, that sounds really simple. And something that we do every day, most people have to eat every day. Mm-hmm. So, you know, being able to make those wise choices and fuel our bodies so that they work right. And we seem to have lost that that technique over the last few years. We're all in a hurry and want to get, at least me, I know that sitting down at the table, like it's just something to get through, is just to, you know, eat. I just got to eat because I got to get doing something else, which likely isn't really healthy for me.
It's so interesting.
Is there like a system or an overall concept of what you've taken from all your learning and what you are now sharing with the world?
And really, there isn't one. It's quite basic, and that's typical of most of the really good things that are in life. If you think about it, is that the good things in life are the basic, simple things. And really, it's about eating, a whole foods, plant-based diet. And so that means, the plant kingdom is where most of the nutrition is in terms of food. So it's about learning how to eat a whole foods diet and learning how to not have, not eat processed food and learning what processed food is. I mean, many of the people I work with, they don't even realize what processed food is. And they think that they're eating whole foods a lot of times, and they're not. So learning what whole foods are and learning how to eat a whole foods plant-based diet, most people preparing that kind of a diet, preparing those kinds of foods. So actually teaching people how to prepare the foods and how to prepare them so that they can get the full nutritional value out of them. And then the other piece is teaching people, what nutrients they need for what.
I'm really interested in hearing about the new nutrients with a plant-based diet, because that was one of the fears I had one of the times that I was trying one of those new, kind of diets or whatever. Was almost 100% vegan, but I was really concerned whether I was getting enough iron and calcium and some of those things that come more from the animal kingdom, and wondering if I was going to do myself harm more than I was going to do myself good, and what is really the right decision to make. So I'm interested to hear how we get all those nutrients in a plant-based diet.
Yes, so many of the myths that have to do with us needing meat in order to get calcium or in order to get iron were actually perpetuated by the meat and dairy industries, the companies that produce meat and dairy. Back in the day, they were the big powerhouses in terms of money and advertising, and they put out advertising that basically would support their products. And so it was a myth, basically, that many have come to believe, and it was continually perpetuated. But if you think about it, things like cows that are vegetarians, they basically get the iron and the calcium that they have from plants.
From plants, yes.
Right? So they're just acting as the middlemen, so to speak.
Yeah. And this sounds, almost similar to what the tobacco industry was 50 years ago.
Absolutely.
Where they told us tobacco was harmless. We didn't have to worry about anything. It wasn't going to hurt us.
That's a great analogy and a very true one.
Tell us more about the course and, or maybe even if you've got a couple of examples of, I'd be interested in finding out where do I get iron. I get that you hit the three things, the iron, calcium, protein, maybe a couple of examples of where we can incorporate that into our current diets, but also about the course coming up, because I know people are going to want to learn a lot more about this.
Okay. Well, in terms of incorporating those nutrients, what I always tell people is if you eat a variety of vegetables, if you eat green leafy vegetables, it's basically vegetables, fruit, vegetables, nuts, grains, and seeds. Okay. If you eat a variety of those things, you will have no problem getting all the protein you need, all the iron you need, all the calcium you need, and all the nutrients and the phytonutrients, which meat and animal products have none of. So certainly you won't have any problem. In terms of the course is going to launch at the beginning of August. It will be launching on a website. It's an online course. The name of the website is truelifetransformation.com. And that site is actually not live at the moment. It's scheduled to go live on July 29th. If you go to the site before then, you'll get a welcome page that will offer you to enter your email address, and we'll send you a notice when we go live. But basically, the goal of the site was to make it a reliable resource for all things, nutrition and integrative medicine. And so the course will be one thing that's housed there, and then I will also have an integrative health resource center where I'll have various different resources that have to do with anything integrative health, things like, you know, clinics and hospitals and treatment programs and treatment places that people can could seek out if they wanted to go someplace for integrative health treatment, and then other resources, things like the Plantrition Project, which is a project that teaches about plant-based lifestyle using cooking classes and various different kinds of things. So just basically a general resource center. But the course itself essentially ushers people through a lifestyle transition by giving you all of the practical aspects that you need and not implementing simply diet, but all of the other aspects of an optimal lifestyle. So, you know, we're talking, you know, things like managing stress, like proper sleep, like, you know, relationships and social supports and physical activity. So the program really is a holistic program that addresses all of those areas of your life, you know, against the backdrop of, you know, a whole foods nutrition, plant-based diet.
Well, and that makes a lot of sense. That, I mean, people are experts in different areas, but looking at that whole, like the holistic, the integrative part, where what we eat is part of us, but that isn't the only piece that impacts our health. And what I've heard from, you know, talking with you today is that it's an important foundation for our health. And when we can get that kind of in place, and then add in, you know, dealing with the stress and maybe looking at movement lifestyle, that all together it brings that well-being that we all desire so much. I mean, your time as a caregiver for your parents, we were talking a little bit offline about, you know, that you use these methods to help your mom live, what did you say, an extra 5 years?
My mother actually had Alzheimer's, and she, you know, she had other chronic diseases before the Alzheimer's. She had diabetes, she had heart disease, and at one point, it was just about 5 years before she died, she went into congestive heart failure, and, you know, she was going to die. And, you know, basically the doctor said to me, you know, well, she's not doing well, you know, these are all the medicines she needs to be on. You know, they gave me the whole kit and caboodle, and I brought her home and I put her on all that stuff, but I also put her on my diet, and I also, you know, took care of her. You know, I made sure that she had the support of her family, and, you know, that we were all around her, that I basically, you know, did everything for her that I would have done for myself. And literally within a year, she wasn't on any of those cardiac medicines anymore. I wasn't giving her medicines to diurese her, to, you know, help her get rid of fluid. I was giving her specific combinations of juices that would diurese her. Mm. And at one point my mother had between 10 toes, she only had 5 left. She had 5 of her toes amputated over the course of her diabetes history. And at one point, she had an infected toe, and we were dealing with this toe. And, you know, we went to the vascular surgeon, and he said, you know, this toe is not going to make it. You know, she's going to lose another one, and we'll probably have to take part of the foot, and so on and so forth. And she looked at me with this face like, I don't want to do this anymore. And I said to her, I said, Ma, do you want to do this? And she said, I don't want to do it. And I just said to the doctor, I said, forget it. We're just going to go home. We'll take care of the toe. And I, you know, basically did good wound care on that toe. And I prayed and I gave her the nutrition that I thought she needed. And the toe healed. The toe healed. And she never got it amputated. It completely healed. And I'll never forget, probably 6 or 9 months later, we were in that office because her cardiologist was in the same office as the vascular surgeon. And we were in that office seeing the cardiologist, and the vascular surgeon walked by, and I said, come here, I want to show you something. And I showed him the toe, and he said, wow, what did you do? And I said, nothing. We just fed her good food. And he couldn't believe it. He literally couldn't believe it. So, you know, I've seen this stuff work. I've seen it happen, you know, in my life and in family members' lives.
You've had some powerful healing examples for using this type of functional nutrition and that functional medicine and nutrition, I guess, using that integrative treatment. And, you know, eating what we're supposed to eat makes a huge difference. So reminding people to go to truelifetransformation.com. How else can they reach you, Phyllis?
They can reach me actually through the website of my current office. I have a brick and mortar office where I do, you know, in-person consultations. I also do online consultations. I have a HIPAA compliant video portal, so I do online consultations as well. But they can reach me through truthandlifenutrition.com. That's, and if they go to that website, the phone number, the physical address, and everything is there as well.
Okay, that's perfect. And again, the course is coming up in a really just around the corner. And please don't delay going to that website, that truelifetransformation.com. If it's not live, you've got a chance to, you know, just pop in your email so you are, you know, one of the first in line to be able to take advantage of learning how this plant-based diet and whole foods can really change your life. Set you up to get through the marathon. This isn't a sprint. We need to, you know, honor our caregiving responsibilities and who we are as a person, and make sure that we've got fuel for what we need to get through it. So thank you for joining us, Phyllis.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure to be here.
And, you know, I wish you every success with that course. I know it's going to transform lives. And, you know, I'll put it out there, that energy, that it's going to transform the world, because it is a very, very powerful message, and you've made it so that it's going to be simple for people to be able to make those changes. So,
yes.
I mean, people can always find me on the caregiverslighthouse.com or Lorna at the caregiverslighthouse.com. Pop me some questions. You've been listening to A Graceful Journey podcast powered by Tenacious Living Network. May you find peace, hope, and joy in every day.
Thank you for joining us on A Graceful Journey. Interested in learning more about caregiver mastery? An empowering way to meet demands, find balance, all while caring for yourself, that help you find grace, peace, hope, and joy in your journey. Then Lorna M. Scott would love to connect with you. Contact her at lorna@lornamscott.com. We will see you next week, same day and time.